151. In Susanna's house in Cana, the royal officer, May the 1st, 1945. Jesus is possibly going towards the lake. He certainly arrives at Cana and directs his steps towards Susanna's house. His cousins are with him. While they are in the house, and they rest and take some food, Jesus, to whom his relatives and friends are listening as they should always do, teaches those good people in a very simple way. He also comforts Susanna's husband, who appears to be ill. She is in fact absent, and while I hear them talk continuously of how much she suffers, a well-dressed man enters and prostrates himself at Jesus's feet.
Who are you? What do you want?
While the man is still sighing and weeping, the landlord pulls Jesus by the hem of his tunic and whispers,
"He is an officer of the Tetrarch. Don't trust him too much."
"Speak up. What do you want from me?"
"Master, I heard that you are back. I have been waiting for you, as one waits for God. Come to Capernaum at once. My son is so ill that his hours are numbered. I saw John, your disciple. He told me that you were coming here. Come, please come at once, before it is too late."
"What? Can you, a servant of the persecutor of the Holy One in Israel, believe in me? You do not believe in the precursor of the Messiah. So how can you believe in the Messiah?"
"That is true. We are guilty of incredulity and of cruelty. But have mercy on a father. I know Joseph. I have seen Joanna. I have seen her before and after the miracle. And I believe in you."
"Be quiet. You are such an incredulous and wicked generation that you will not believe without signs and miracles. You lack the essential quality that is necessary to obtain a miracle."
"It is true. It is all very true. But you can see, I believe in you now, and I beg you, come to Capernaum at once. I will have a boat ready for you at Tiberias, so that you may come quicker. But please come before my child dies."
And he weeps desolately.
"I am not coming just now. But go to Capernaum. Your son is cured, as from this moment, and he will live."
"May God bless you, my lord. I believe you. But as I want all my household to welcome you, when you come to Capernaum, come to my house."
"I will come. Goodbye. Peace be with you."
The man rushes out, and soon after the trot of a horse can be heard.
"Is the boy really cured?"
asks Susanna's husband.
"Is it possible for you to think that I tell lies?"
"No, my lord. But you are here and the boy is there."
"There is no barrier or distance for my spirit."
"Well then, my lord, you changed water into wine at my wedding. Please change my tears into happy smiles. Cured my Susanna."
"What will you give me in exchange for that?"
"The amount of money you want."
"I will not stain what is holy with mammon's blood. I am asking your spirit what it will give me."
"Myself if you wish so."
"And if I asked, without any words, a great sacrifice?"
"My lord, I ask you to grant physical health to my wife and the sanctification of us all. I don't think I can say that anything is too much to have for that."
"You are suffering agonies because of your wife. But if I restored her health and I got her to become my disciple forever, what would you say?"
"That you are entitled to do it, and that I will imitate Abraham in his readiness to the sacrifice."
"You are right. Listen, everybody, the time of my sacrifice is approaching. Like a course of water, it is running fast and incessantly to the sea. I must accomplish what I have to do. And human hardness precludes so much of the field of my mission. My mother and Mary of Alphaeus will come with me when I go away amongst people that do not love me yet or will never love me. My wisdom knows that women will be able to help the master in those precluded fields. I have come to redeem also women, and in the future century, in my time, women will be seen serving the Lord, and the servants of the Lord as priestesses. I have chosen my disciples. But to elect women who are not free, I must ask fathers and husbands to do it. Do you agree?"
"Lord, I love Susanna. And so far, I have loved her more as a body than as a soul. But after your teaching, something is already changed in me, and I look at my wife as a soul besides as a body. A soul belongs to God, and you are the Messiah, the Son of God. I cannot deny your right on what belongs to God. If Susanna wants to follow you, I will not oppose her. I only beg you to work the miracle that will cure her body and my feelings.
Susanna is cured. In a few hours' time she will come here to tell you how happy she is. Let her soul follow its impulse without any mention of what I have just said. You will see that her soul will come to me spontaneously as a flame tends upwards. But because of that, her love of a wife will not be stifled. On the contrary, it will rise to the highest degree, which is to love each other with the better part, with your souls.
Susanna belongs to you, Lord. She was to die a very painful, slow death. And once she was dead, I would have lost her forever in this world. But as you say, I will still have her beside me, to lead me unto your way. God gave me her, and God is taking her away from me. Blessed be the Most High in giving and in taking.
It all ends thus.